8 minutes to four on BBC Lincolnshire. It's the big Sports Relief launch day today. The Sport Relief weekend is taking place in March. It's Friday the 19th to Sunday the 21st, so 3 days of events and entertainment. But it is now. It's time to start thinking about what you can do to take part, what events you want to get involved in. All the details on the website, bbc.co.uk/sportsrelief. Many people getting behind this event. This afternoon, John Culshaw is with us. Afternoon, John.
Hi there, William.
Remind us what Sports Relief is all about.
Well, if you remember David Walliams, Swimming the Channel, that was for Sports Relief, and that sums it up, really. It's about doing things, being active, raising money for charity, helping people at home and abroad.
And I imagine some other well-known people, like Alan Sugar, for example, might be urging people to get involved.
That's right. Now, you lot, get out there and raise money for Sports Relief. Take part in the Sport Relief Mile, or you're fired!
Hang on a second. That was a rubbish impression.
Wasn't?
Yes, it was. In fact, the calls are coming in. I can see them flashing in already, saying, who is this person? You're not even John Culshaw. You're just somebody pretending to be him. In fact, I hope this works. In fact, Tom Baker, the actor, is on the line to us this afternoon. Fancy that. Tom Baker, Doctor Who, is on the line to us this afternoon. I'm really hoping this is going to work. Hello, Tom Baker.
There must have been a negative reality inversion.
Thank goodness.
One of my other cells must have been plucked from another section of my time stream and put into your present time stream in order to try and usurp me. Well, this is unprecedented, unprecedented.
Thank goodness for that. We were really wondering whether John Culshaw was listening properly and he could...
I figured that out and I picked that up and I went with it and I think that was rather good, actually. That was rather good.
Oh my goodness, sweaty.
It was a little confusing, though. I was thinking.
Did you say hello when we introduced John Culshaw?
I did.
You know, we sort of tricked you into doing an impression there. I imagine when you're being interviewed, I mean, that's what people want. That's what people want to get out of you. Have there been any really naff ways of people sort of throwing to you to say to get you to do something, or is it normally all agreed beforehand?
No, I don't think there's any sort of naff ways. I mean, your way was very innovative and confusing. And who was the person pretending to be me anyway? Was that you or
no, it wasn't me. No, that was Tim in the office, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Tim. I'm flatterificated that I've gone into George W. Bush for no reason at all. I don't know why that happened. But no, I mean, if I was a pianist, I suppose I'd rattle out a tune, but because I do voices.
Yes,
I've got a habit of throwing them into the conversation anyway.